I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Friday, August 30th. Buses were replacing MBTA Red Line trains between Braintree and JFK UMass earlier this morning after a maintenance vehicle derailed at the Wollaston station. The T says it happened just after 5 a.m. A Florida man faces drunk driving charges after a two-car crash at the Four River Rotary in Quincy Point last night. Police say a car driven by 55-year-old Paul Hickey of Florida caused the crash just after 11 p.m. Hickey's Cadillac struck the curb and ended up in the Rotary. Police say they noticed a strong smell of alcohol in the vehicle and that Hickey was unsteady on his feet. He reportedly failed a field sobriety test and was charged with drunk driving, driving with no license, and other violations. Two passengers in his vehicle and the occupants of the other vehicle were not hurt. Hickey faces arraignment today in Quincy District Court. One Quincy beach has been posted as unsafe for swimming due to high bacteria levels in the water. Tests taken this week indicate unsafe levels of pollution at Germantown Fire Station Beach. The Quincy Health Department says water at all other city beaches and all of Wollaston Beach tested safe for swimming this week. This was the last week of beach water testing for the season. Weekly testing is done from Memorial Day to Labor Day. The Friends of the Ruth Gordon Amphitheater will wrap up their free summer programs this Sunday with a return performance by the Studio 2 Beatles Tribute Band. The show will be held Sunday at 6 p.m. The Friends held 8 free performances at the amphitheater since June, including an all-day music festival earlier this month and live theater performances. Well, a North Quincy High School football player was running routes in the August sun yesterday, preparation for a senior season that was no guarantee a little less than a year ago. Cam Sampson was seriously injured in the fourth quarter of a game against Scituate last season when his leg got caught and two sailors piled on him, leaving him with 4 broken vertebrae and 4 snapped ribs. Sampson was cleared to play football 3 weeks ago, around 10 months shy of the play that put his final high school season in doubt. Sampson's comeback season will officially begin on September 6th when the Red Raiders open the 2024 season in a non-league matchup against Cambridge Ringe and Latin. A second human case of Eastern equine encephalitis has been confirmed in Massachusetts. A woman in her 30s, according to the state health department, which said that the woman, along with a horse that is also tested positive for the virus, were exposed in Plymouth County. Health officials said the area has since been sprayed to reduce mosquitoes. The state's first case of the virus this year was a man in his 80s who was exposed in Worcester County. Also yesterday, health authorities in Middleborough were informed that an unvaccinated horse died Saturday after being infected with Triple E. A New Hampshire man died after contracting the virus earlier this month. Triple E is spread by mosquitoes. The most effective way to avoid it is to reduce your risk of mosquito bites. Here in Quincy, West Nile virus has now been listed as a high risk level. Well, the Massachusetts primaries are next week, and the head of the state's elections has a warning for voters about a potential text message scam. Secretary of State Bill Galvin said some voters have been getting texts telling them that they're not registered to vote. The text includes a link to get them to register or fix the issue with their registration. Galvin says don't ever click on that link because it may be an effort to obtain information for nefarious purposes. In a statement, he said election officials in Massachusetts will not text you about your voter registration. Galvin's expecting more than 500,000 votes in the Democratic primary and 250,000 votes in the Republican primary in Massachusetts on Tuesday. Those are bigger turnouts than similar state primaries in 2012 and 2016. Primary voters in Massachusetts will be selecting candidates for the U.S. Senate and House of Representatives, in addition to several state-level and county offices. Polls will be open on Tuesday from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Some cities and towns are still holding early voting here in Quincy. It's the last day of early voting today at City Hall from 8:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. There are 68 days to go until Election Day on November 5th. Now, Steward Healthcare said it has definitive agreements to sell three of its hospitals in Massachusetts. As Governor Healey says, the state is closer to being rid of the bankrupt company, quote, once and for all. Rhode Island-based LifeSpan has filed an asset purchase agreement to buy St. Anne's Hospital in Fall River and Morton Hospital in Taunton. Lawrence General Hospital is set to buy the Holy Family Medical Center in Methuen and Haverhill. Steward says agreements are still being finalized to sell Good Samaritan Medical Center in Brockton and St. Elizabeth's in Brighton. The company said in May it would put all of its U.S. hospitals up for sale. Governor announced 2 weeks ago the deals were in place for four hospitals and that the state was moving to seize control of St. Elizabeth's through eminent domain. She said news of the final agreements accomplishes her goal of maintaining and protecting access to care and jobs in southeastern Massachusetts and the Merrimack Valley, while removing Steward Healthcare from Massachusetts once and for all. Advocates have also called on the governor to step in and save Steward's Kearney Hospital in Dorchester and Neshoba Valley in Ayer, which are slated to close tomorrow. But Healey has said there were no qualified bidders, and the state is unable to run those facilities. Now, Stop and Shop will be stopping tobacco sales tomorrow. The Quincy-based company says all tobacco products will stop to be sold at all 360 of its stores by August 31st. The grocery retailer says the decision to remove tobacco products is part of their commitment to community wellness. The company hosted two cigarette buyback programs earlier this week. Quincy will receive a $125,000 state grant to install a new HVAC system at the City of Quincy Welcome Center in Quincy Center. The grant is one of 61 grants, totaling $5.9 million to cultural and tourism projects throughout Massachusetts. Quincy College is expanding its physical therapist assistant program to its Quincy campus. The program will provide both in-person and online instruction to better accommodate students who have other obligations. Currently, the physical therapist assistant program is only offered at Quincy College's Plymouth campus. The program will also be offered in Quincy beginning in January. Quincy Department of Natural Resources Environmental Treasures Program is offering a free tour of innovative gardens in Quincy Point Saturday at 3 p.m. Participants will learn how to gardener and transform their small yards to create pesticide-free edible landscaping and native plant pollinator gardens. Do need to register by emailing Sally Owen, sowen@quincyma.gov. Reminder, there will be a one-day delay for curbside collection of trash and recycling in Quincy the week of September 2nd due to the Labor Day holiday. Check of business news this morning. Stocks are mixed. The Dow shot up 243 points, the NASDAQ dropped 39, and the S&P fell just a fraction. Stocks are higher in Asia. The dollar rose, the euro was up, oil at $76 a barrel. In sports, Blue Jays beat the Red Sox at Fenway 2-0 last night. Boston travels to Detroit for a series with the Tigers beginning at 6:40 tonight. The forecast from the National Weather Service today, sunny, pleasant, high of 75 degrees. For tonight, cloudy and a low around 50. Mainly cloudy tomorrow, warmer, high of 79. Sunday, some morning showers and then cloudy with a high of 81. On Labor Day, Monday, mostly sunny and a high of 73 degrees. Well, the boater waves about a foot, an east wind at 5 to 10 knots, high tide 9:36 a.m. and 9:46 p.m. Sunrise at 6:07, sets at 7:20. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Friday, August 30th.